Hello there. Welcome to our midweek podcast, Wednesday, 25th of November. Philippians 1, verse 21. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. This year has been a year which has made us think more than normal about life and death. As we think about life, raises the question for us, what are we living for? What matters most to us in life? I wonder if you had finished that sentence of Paul's, how would you have finished it? For me to live is what? How would you finish that? What for you gives life purpose and joy and satisfaction? What makes life worth living? What energizes your life? What would you say? For me to live is being on holiday, maybe, by the sea, in the sun, in the mountains, exploring cultural centres, exotic places? Or for me to live is finishing a project, whether it be at work or at home, just the satisfaction of work completed, succeeding after much hard work's been done. Or for me to live is following my passion, creating a beautiful or bountiful garden, following an artistic pursuit, playing my sport, or following my sport, seeing my team top of the table, seeing a live performance. Or for me to live is just being with great friends or sharing time with loved ones. For me to live is, well, what would you say? I think this year has provided an opportunity to reflect on our answer to that question, because so many of these things have been denied us. Many holidays couldn't happen, work has been impacted, exams cancelled, sports venues, leisure facilities closed, and even time with friends and loved ones either restricted or simply impossible. It's been a really hard year, no one denies that. But a reminder for the Christian, we can't make any of these things the focus of our lives, because they are not guaranteed. They are good gifts from God, to be received with thanksgiving if we enjoy them, but they mustn't take God's place. Now, when we hear that, we quickly respond, oh, well, I'd never do that. But we do need to watch out for the signs that these things mean too much to us. So one sign is the feeling that, or the sense, I must have that thing. I must have that thing if I'm to be fulfilled in life, or I can't be happy, or my life isn't really significant unless I can have that. Another sign is that when we lose that thing, or the opportunity to have it is taken away from us, we're not just upset or disappointed, we're just devastated. Good for us to reflect, are there things in my life or my plans that just mean too much to me? Well, Paul's a great example in these famous words here, especially given his circumstances. Paul's not in lockdown, he's locked up. He's in chains, he tells us, he writes to the Philippians. So Paul's being deprived of most freedoms and any kind of luxuries. And yet from Paul's perspective, he still has what matters most. For he says, for me to live is Christ. Ever since Jesus turned his life around, Paul's life has been about knowing Jesus, serving him, making him known. And Jesus has become the focus of his identity. Paul finds his worth in Jesus, which is quite something given Paul's previous credentials. He lays them out in chapter 3. He was an authentic Jew, a zealous Pharisee, well-educated, respected, and yet he says, this is chapter 3, verse 7. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Amazing words. Regardless of his credentials, they're nothing compared with, you heard it twice, knowing Christ. Well, let's make it our prayer that knowing Jesus, loving him, trusting him, finding our security before God in him, serving him, would be our focus, that it would be our greatest joy and privilege. It would be the source of our confidence, the focus of our ambitions. If we do that, we can't go wrong. Jesus doesn't change. He can't be taken from us. Life is about him. And what's more, if we know him, as Paul goes on, then to die is gain. How amazing. Only Jesus can turn death into a win. I think that perhaps is a subject for another podcast. But let's keep Jesus, knowing him, central. Many of us are so busy, it seems, and maybe you wake up at the moment thinking there's so much I need to do today, and your mind races away. As someone told me a few years ago, when they were going through a very busy time, that they just made a habit of praying in the morning. I think they would go and walk and think through the things they wanted to do and tell the Lord about it. Say, Lord, I want to do this and this and this. But then having gone through the list, he would then say, but most of all, I want to know you, Lord. And then he'd pray, maybe look at a verse, get his mind focused on the Lord Jesus before getting into all the busyness of the day. Well, maybe that would be a good thing for you to do. I'm going to lead us in prayer now. Let's pray. Father, we confess there are so many things that we long for in our hearts. Many of them are good things, but they mean too much to us. And we confess we sometimes act as though you owe us those things. Please forgive us. Please set our hearts right, that the Lord Jesus would be at the centre where he belongs. Please help us to know him better, to love him more, to find joy in serving him. And Father, our minds are so often full of many concerns. There are many things we want to do. Perhaps we can mention to the Lord those uppermost in our minds now. Lord, we need your grace and your help in all these matters, but most of all, we want to know you, Lord. Amen. Now just a prayer as we approach Christmas. Father, we thank you very much that churches will be able to reopen after next week. And we pray as we prepare for Christmas that we would find great encouragement in meeting together again. And we pray in particular that you might prepare our hearts in the approach to Christmas, that both for us and for our children, the coming of Jesus Christ into the world would give us great cause to wonder and praise you for your grace and kindness to us in sending us a Saviour. And Lord, we also long for that good news to go out and be received by those who don't yet know you. So we pray for heavenly wisdom as we work out our plans for Christmas services. Please, Father, would you bring visitors to us who are ready to receive the gospel. And we pray too that our online services would find their way to many in whom your Spirit is at work. Father, in a year when so much seems so difficult, we ask that you'd strengthen our faith and help us to pray, because you raised Jesus from the dead and we know nothing is impossible for you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in. Do look out for the pandemic prayer meeting, which is happening on Friday. And then full details of our Sunday service, which remember will be a Zoom service, and how you can join that will also be in that email, although we will be providing a recorded service as well.